Did you speak to Justice Waterman about this bill?
No.
Did you speak to Justice Waterman about the changing the Supreme Court's Chief Justice's term?
You mean during the period of office?
I mean during those final days, April 25th, 26th, 27th.
My understanding is that several Supreme Court justices, including Justice Kennedy, called into the legislature and talked to various legislators to give their opinions on whether certain pieces of the legislation was a good idea or a bad idea. And you know, they're going to have to call, you know, they're going to have to make a decision on whether that, I don't know what ethically, if that's, I mean, it's something that is unusual to have happened, I suppose.
I just want to make sure, because the connection wasn't so great. So you said which justices, was your understanding, had called in?
It is my understanding that there were Supreme Court justices that called into the House chamber on both sides of the issue. I will just leave it at that.
Mm-hmm. I heard you say Justice Kennedy, and I thought I heard you say Justice Waterman, but I just want to be clear about what you said.
You could call other representatives, and they could tell you. See, because I didn't get a personal phone call in terms of somebody that was trying to lobby me one way or the other on the bill.
Mm-hmm.
There were legislators that received calls from Supreme Court justices, I think, on both sides of the issue.
Mm-hmm. Do you think, with this thinking now that this bill is subject to a lawsuit, do you think that if Supreme Court justices on either side of the issue made phone calls to legislators that they should recuse themselves if the issue comes before the court?
I do not know enough about what their standards and requirements are to make a comment on that. I don't know.
Mm-hmm. And do you know, would it have been, so it sounds like you're saying you weren't the one facilitating these phone calls. Was Sam Langholz facilitating the phone calls, or what's your understanding of how that happened?
I don't know. I can tell you that I believe that there were phone calls made from both sides and the first phone calls, I believe, that were made into the House chamber had to do with somebody who was lobbying against the legislation who mm-hmm. was on the court, and I'll just leave it at that.
I'm just wondering, like, how would the justices have known whom to call? You know, how would they have known who the key legislators were who were on the fence about it or opposed to it?
That's an excellent question in terms of the calls that were made for those that were opposing, the legislation. And the thing is, I simply do not know. I certainly don't think I called the Supreme Court if there's a piece of legislation that they're considering whether it's constitutional or not that I voted on. I don't think I get to call them and say whether it was, whether I think they should rule it constitutional or not. But, I don't know what their ethics standards say. I haven't read them, so mm-hmm. I don't know.